It's Marketplace Tech Report from APM. John Moe is away. I'm Jeff Horwich. The companies that want your web surfing data, search engines, advertisers, anyone who wants to sell you stuff, reap a bonanza off of one simple fact. Most of us don't turn that data spigot off. We can, but we don't. The default setting on web browsers is to allow websites to track your searches and clicks. But Microsoft is throwing a wrench into that cozy arrangement. In the upcoming version of Windows, Internet Explorer will have its Do Not Track feature turned on by default. This is big. Lori Craner is a professor of computer science and public policy at Carnegie Mellon.
When they go to websites, their web browser is automatically going to be telling all those websites that this user doesn't want to be tracked. And when the websites receive that message, what they're supposed to do is not collect information about what the user has been doing at the website and using it to target ads.
Do we users have anything to lose from opting out of tracking?
If you want to see ads that are more likely to appeal to you, if you opt out of tracking, then you're not going to get that. You're more likely to get the generic ads or, you know, all the ads for diet pills that everybody sees.
Or hair loss and
all
that stuff.
Yeah. So if you want to stop seeing belly fat and hair loss ads and get something that you might actually be interested in, then, you know, let them track you and let them find out what you're interested in.
And you can opt in if you want to have that tracking done, but the vast majority of people, am I right, maybe don't even know this setting exists and probably will never touch it if experience is any guide.
Yeah, that's definitely true. We've done some research at Carnegie Mellon and we've talked to people about this, and most of them have no idea how any of this works.
So it's one thing for a user like you or me to say through our browser, don't track me. What the website on the other end actually does in response is another story. Researcher Jonathan Mayer at Stanford says the so-called do not track standard is a subject of hot debate right now.
There's an important distinction between what companies have committed to so far and what advocates and researchers have been calling for do not track. So companies have committed so far to stop showing ads based on your browsing history, the sites you go to. They've not committed yet to stop actually collecting your browsing history. That actually seems pretty backwards to me. They're keeping the thing that has the privacy problem and getting rid of the thing that might have some economic value.
Jonathan Mayer studies web tracking at Stanford. Here is something way overdue for a technological upgrade. Remember those commercials from the 80s for stylish medical alert bracelets?
I'm allergic to penicillin, so like more than a million other Americans, I wear this medical alert emblem. Engraved on the back is my special condition, plus a 24-hour phone number.
A startup called LifeSquare thinks personal barcodes are a much better way to do things. You give them your medical history and emergency contacts. They send you a bunch of stickers with a QR code, those same square barcodes you see on ads in buses or magazines. LifeSquare's Crystal Ciancuti says, for starters, people should stick one on their wallet and one on the fridge.
They can also put them on personal items. So it might be a bike helmet, an iPod, a phone, a walker or a cane for our senior members.
So you're out cold, but paramedics with a special iPhone app can scan your sticker and instantly know your vital details. It's all up and running as a pilot in Marin County, California. Pretty nifty. And who pays for this life-saving service when it comes to your town? LifeSquare says they can't say yet. It's Marketplace Tech Report. I'm Jeff Horwich.
Marketplace Tech Report is supported by CenturyLink, linking Americans and Fortune 500 companies to what matters most. Learn more at CenturyLink.com. And by Barnes & Noble, maker of Nook Simple Touch with Glow Light, designed for reading with the lights on or off. Available at Barnes & Noble stores or Nook.com.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.